Changes Network presents a voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with unforgettable, ever-insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real-life journeys. This is a show about everything, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's special guest, the official representative of the Reconnection in Latin America, mentor and certified reconnective yoga instructor and vocalist, Fernanda Delgado. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I keep saying every show that this is an exciting show or going to be an exciting show, or I'm excited about this show. And tonight, I am yet again excited because this is the very first time that we are broadcasting streaming video. And so you all can see me. If you can see me now, you can see me now. And I'm wearing my new shirt for the occasion and my new boots and my new hat. The shirt you could see, the boots, you'll have to take my word for it, and the new hat, you probably can't see. But that doesn't mean I'm not wearing a hat. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Actually, up until now, we've been broadcasting and you haven't been able to see me, but did that mean I didn't exist? No. And so that's actually a little bit what we're going to be talking about today. Okay, I'm not really wearing a hat. And I'm not thinking like I'm wearing a hat, but I could think like I'm wearing a hat. But truly, just because we can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I think that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. You know, actually, you know, some people believe that you could put energy into things and clothes. And it's interesting that I'm wearing a brand new shirt that I chose for this very broadcast. And when I took the label off the shirt, the label said this. It has these words printed on it: honesty, courage, vigilance, strength, confidence, wear with pride. And so I am, and I'm not just proud that I'm wearing this shirt. I am proud to be here with all of you and being able to be broadcasting this live streaming video. I think over the next couple of weeks, we're going to try a couple different things. Maybe we'll try some different settings. We'll try different shirts. We'll try different guests. And we'll just have some fun with this and see what this is all about. I have to admit, I'm a little bit uncomfortable because now I not only have to think of what I'm saying, but what I'm looking like. And technically, if I didn't care what I was looking like, then I wouldn't have to think about that. And so now let me think about that. Am I being a little vain? Wanting to make sure I look good? I want to look good. Sure. Why not? Why not? You know, I'm thinking and I'm learning and I'm growing so much. And just the other day I was in a situation where I came across somebody who talked about believing in things you can't see, who had crutches. And for some reason I felt like I was going to or supposed to or wanting to talk to this person. And I didn't know why. And yet I was avoiding it, and it was like a social situation, and somehow I just kept kind of running into or noticing this man with the crutches. Finally, I went up to somebody without noticing, that I recognized, and without noticing rather, realized that he was talking to the man with the crutches. So I was introduced to the man with the crutches. And so I asked what was going on with the man's legs, and I don't know what made me do that, but I felt like there was something there that I wanted to, I was curious, I'm not sure. Anyway, the man told me that he had just gotten into an accident about a month ago, and that had so messed up his leg that he will probably never be able to walk on it again. And I put my hand on his shoulder and said something like, I'm sure you'll find a way. Or I'm sure you will find out, you will make this right for you. I'm not exactly sure exactly what I said, because frankly, right after I said what I said, there came this barrage of, no, you're wrong. I'll never be able to walk again. And there's nobody that could prove that one could regenerate a leg. Frankly, I don't know what he was talking about, because he had his leg. So unless they were going to amputate it or something, it just made no sense to me. All of this negativity that was coming from him. And I just sat there and listened, and he went on to tell me all of the scientific proof that proved to him why he will never be able to walk again. And I suggested to him that I'm happily a radio show host of a radio show called Life Changes with Filippo, where I've had the opportunity to work with, talk with, interview a lot of people that are doing things that never was possible before. And that though it might not be what he thinks or what I hope for him it could be, there might be some kind of a solution. There might be a prosthesis if he has to lose the leg. There might be something that'll be better than the I will never walk again scenario that he was creating. And he kept saying, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. And there's no such thing. It's just not going to happen. And I realized 45 minutes into this conversation with him that I wanted to be right, that I wanted there to be another solution. And I wasn't sure at that point if I wanted that for him, or I wanted that for me, or I wanted that for the world. But I was starting to think that I wanted to be right. And frankly, I wasn't right for him. And I realized that I would never be right for him, because he was wanting to argue. And even when I made points of things that were obvious in today's world, he found a way to either ignore them or go for the points that I couldn't debate. And so I started to go into judgment, like, this guy's really angry. This guy really has it all wrong. And all of a sudden, I started realizing that I was judging him. And so for a second, I put myself in his shoes. And I thought, here's a man who up until a month ago was running, jumping, walking, living his regular life. And then all of a sudden he gets into a horrible accident, whether he called it upon himself and he doesn't know it, whether it just happened, whether someone did it on to him from purpose, whatever he believed, it happened. And I think maybe he's scared. And I think maybe he's angry. And I think maybe he's uncertain of his future, and I think maybe it has really disrupted his life. And I decided I wasn't going to judge him, and I decided that I wasn't going to make him wrong, and I decided that I wasn't going to try and change him or help him see another way in the moment. I just felt like maybe he needed to be where he was. And so I let it go. And then I said, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe there isn't a solution. But I hope for you that there is. And I hope for other people that are in the situation that there is, so that life could be easier for people that this happens to in the future. And we said goodbye. And I walked away. And shortly thereafter, he came up to me later on and said, "You know, maybe you're right. And thank you for helping me see that there might be another solution for me." So today we're looking for other solutions, and what I believe Fernanda Delgado has to offer us is another way of doing something that we've been doing for a long time, some of us, yoga, and a couple other things like her music and like her healing practice. So she's live at the Conscious Life Expo right now in Los Angeles, and we're going to be talking to her as soon as we get back after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We are back, and our guest today is live from the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. She is Fernanda Delgado. Fernanda began practicing yoga in 2000 and began her training as a teacher in 2003 under the instruction of professional teachers in New Mexico City, United States, Canada, Holland, Germany, and India, specializing in therapeutic restorative yoga and stress management. In 2006, she opened her own studio where she still teaches yoga in motion and in her own style and in her own philosophy. In 2008, she opened a school for yoga, meditation, and healing. And in September 2010, she was selected and certified as a mentor and became one of the world's first certified Reconnective Yoga Instructors from the Reconnection. The official representative of the Reconnection in Latin America, mentor, certified Reconnective Yoga Instructor, and singer of mantras, we welcome to the show Fernanda Delgado. Buenos dias.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Fine, I'm very, very happy to be here with you.
And I am happy you are here with us. I know you heard the introduction, and I know that you have seen things happen that regular people or any of us wouldn't expect at times, right?
Yes, of course. I was hearing almost of all the introduction, and it's like very interesting sometimes how come we don't believe certain things that can happen in our lives, like a miracle. And we put all this negativity, as you said, in our thoughts, and we are making a little bit of interference of what the universe have prepared for us, because we think we know what is good for us, but most of the time the universe know better what is best for us.
Well, very good. Now, talk about knowing what is best for us. At the young age of, was it 9 or 10, you were singing. And then you stopped, and only to find some miracles happen years later. Let's talk about that first.
Yes, of course. Yes, when I was 11 and 12, I was like in a very professional group in Mexico City. I was singing, but my family didn't want me to continue doing that because I'm in a very traditional family. So I stopped that, and that was very frustrating for me because it was like my dream was everything I wanted to do. I didn't want to do anything else. I was sure about it. And then I forgot it, and my throat just shut my throat, and I didn't sing since then until I start teaching yoga. I after all my classes, I start to sing some mantras, and my students start to tell me, "How come you don't tape something? Because you have a very nice voice. It's something there. You should do that." And I didn't pay attention to all these requests of some people, but suddenly the reconnection came to my life. At that time, I was having, as you know, my yoga studio. I was teaching yoga, meditation, and I really was not interested in anything else. Even I was not interested even in going to the seminar. I was pushed to go for one of my friends. And I said, okay, I will go. I will go to the seminar. And then suddenly I have my reconnection made. I took the level 1, 2, and 3. And something amazing started happening in my life. At that point, it's like if my life was like accelerated and was like in a very fast speed. And suddenly I went to a retreat that I was teaching a retreat. And in this retreat was the husband of one of my students who has never been before in one of my retreats. And then he said after, at the end, he said, you know, it's very amazing, very beautiful what you do, but why are you not singing? You know, and then he just pushed the button again. And I said, well, it's like at that time, now I won't start something that is very difficult, that it takes you like a long time. You need to have a career so people can know you. And then like 2 weeks after that, suddenly a music producer came to my studio, and he said, you know, it's like I'm a producer and I am also a single singer. And how come we don't do like a meditation so you can know my work and you can hear me singing? And then suddenly another friend appeared that he was from Buenos Aires, and he said, you know, I see you singing together, both of you, and it's amazing the work that you do together. And then suddenly he said, why don't you do this work and you sing these mantras in Hebrew? And I said, in Hebrew? And suddenly something amazing happened, because as soon as I saw this symbol, something in my childhood start to remember. I start to remember everything that I was looking when I was a child. And then suddenly this man said, okay, let's do a CD. And I said, okay, how come? And then even I was not looking for all these people. All these people came to my life. I was not reaching for them. And then suddenly a man came, and he put all the support of the for with the money for the CD. And then suddenly my CD was made. We recorded it, and then suddenly also a man came that wanted to put the CD on the stores in Mexico, like the most important stores in Mexico. And then suddenly everything started to happen so fast. All this story that I am telling you happened like in a less than a year, mm-hmm. after I had my reconnection. But the amazing thing is like I was not looking for it, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just open and I was just following. It's like it's like if I was following like instructions, and I was just following the tracks and trusting what the universe had for me. And then suddenly the CD was on the streets. I didn't have the idea to make it that big, and suddenly was on the stores, and suddenly people start asking me for concerts, and I start to do concerts. And one day I was standing there singing, and one part of me was saying, how come you are singing? What are you doing here in front of all these people? And the other part of me was really enjoying what was happening.
You know, that's really interesting. I want to touch on something that you said earlier about the symbols. But before we do, this kind of refers back to what we were saying in the introduction, how sometimes a healing or a change doesn't necessarily always happen in the field that you think is going to happen. If you're just open, it could open up other areas of your life. And here is an area that you thought that it couldn't happen because you have to have a career, you have to be doing it for many years, you have to know people, and all these things, which are true on one level. But sometimes when you're working on a level of certain things that are invisible that we're talking about now, mm-hmm. other things can happen where the other becomes obsolete.
Yes, I know. And you know what? It's like I was just open. And before that, after I was had the reconnection, a lot of things start to happen that I didn't understand. It's like my life start to move. I move to another place. I move to one house. I move to another. It's like if the universe was playing with me and putting me in place so I will be like ready for doing this work. And then suddenly after that also, I start working with a reconnection, and I start traveling with a reconnection with Eric and all the fabulous team of practitioners and mentors around the world. And now here am I. It's like, I'm not with my, I had to shut, to put out my yoga studio. And, you know, at that moment, I was not understanding. And I was very mad about it. And I was saying, how come I have been doing this for a long time? It was a very hard work for me. How come I don't have any more students anymore? Because it's like all the students were walking away. And I say, what am I doing wrong? You know?
Mm.
And it's like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle. And what the reconnection is doing in my testimony, in my life, is like I didn't have like a sickness. But I think this is working in a very strong levels that we cannot imagine, because we are healing our life, we are healing our path, and this is accelerating, so you can find in an easier and a faster way where you belong, you know?
You know, I just want to make sure that the audience understands that when we're talking, Fernanda mentions Eric, she's talking about Dr. Eric Pearl,
yes.
And she's talking about reconnective healing and the reconnection. And then earlier you were talking about symbols that came back into your life. Let's just take that really slowly, that as a child, you used to close your eyes and, like most of us, see dark. You saw what?
Yes, when I was a child, I was just laying on my bed. I was closing my eyes. I was seeing mostly black. And then suddenly, like, these symbols start to appear, that they were, like, a very, very, very green with a very bright color that I couldn't understand what those symbols were. And all my life, I have been having all this situation with the symbols. And suddenly when this man gave me this mantra to sing, and I saw the symbols in Hebrew, I was like so in shock, because I said, you know, it's like I have been looking at these symbols all my life. So all my life, the universe have been telling me something, and I was not aware of that, or I was not paying attention, or maybe I didn't have the consciousness to recognize what was that about until now, you know?
That's interesting. I as a child, you saw these symbols, and then when your music career came back, somebody said you should be singing in Hebrew, although you were born in Mexico City, so you didn't know Hebrew. And then they showed you some symbols, which are part of the, I'm assuming, Israeli tradition, or is it part of the Jewish culture or religion? Where do they come from, these symbols?
Well, it's like these symbols, what I have been understanding in all that I have been investigating about it, is like the language of the Hebrew and the Sanskrit are the two languages that have the highest vibration. So these symbols are, we already know them. It's like we all know these symbols. It's in our subconscious, it's in our mind, and we all know what they are. And I do believe so, because when I sing, even in Mexico, they have been doing like many concerts, people don't know, most of the people don't know Hebrew, just the people that is Jewish and have these studies and stuff. But most of the people don't know it. But even when they hear about it, they know what they are hearing. And this is happening with the kids. Even the kids are hearing the music and they are so surprised about it. So many people have been telling me that their kids listen the mantras like once, and at night they are sleeping, but they are singing the mantras. So it's something very amazing what is happening with that. So that's why I know I have a lot now to learn, because I am trying to understand a little bit more about it. And also in the book of the Keys of Enoch was funny, because when I had to take the decision to go forward with the music, I was looking like for an answer and was asking to the universe, what should I do? And then I was in my kitchen, and the book of Enoch was very in the living room, and something told me, look at the Keys of Enoch and open the book. And then I opened the book, and in the page that I opened the book was talking about these mantras, and was talking about this vibration, and was talking about the importance of the mantras in Hebrew. So I'm just following what the universe is wants me to do, you know?
Mm. Wow, that's interesting. And in a little bit, we're going to hear a track from your CD. And for those who are wondering now, the CD is currently called DNA Healing Mantras, and it's going to be coming out again under a new name called A New Beginning, appropriately titled. Now, you do some yoga. You use reconnective healing combined with yoga and this music and something like that, right?
Yes. It's like, yes, of course. It's like I'm doing, first I was like becoming like a healer, a practitioner from the reconnection. And now I'm mixing that with everything that I have been doing from a long time ago. So now I am doing it with yoga, and the reconnection have this new program called Reconnective Yoga, where at the same time that we are doing our practice, we are healing ourselves. It's like we are having, we are being in contact with this very high breadth of frequencies, and you can feel a very strong communication between your body, between your mind, between your breathing, and you can feel, you can be more aware how the prana is moving inside your body. And how important is to be aware, and how important is to be in a very deep attention to feel and to allow this frequency to work what they have to do in us.
Wow. So yoga is supposed to be very healing to the body. Now you're saying that we can connect with something else and allow and make the healing between the body and the healing between us and something else be happening all at the same time. That sounds pretty powerful.
Yes, we are bringing this yoga like in a very high level, because, and believe me, I have been practicing from many years ago, and I have been like a very strict with my practice. When I do something, I really take it very seriously. And I have been with many, many ways of yoga, like Iyengar yoga, Ashtanga yoga, Vinyasa yoga, Hatha yoga. I have been studying most of them because I'm interested. But when I start combining this yoga with the frequency, I can tell you this is something higher. I think we will know a lot more about it with the years. And now we are investigating and trying to see what's going on. It's like even we have been doing some research and some investigation in Russia with Olympic teams. And And people have been doing like some tests. What is going on in a person who is doing sports also before having reconnection and after a reconnection and a healing, and the results are amazing. And the same thing is happening with the people that is practicing yoga. It's like people can go in meditation faster. You can reach a very high state in meditation. Even we have like now a practitioner who just went to India to have a certification, and his teacher that has been living there for a long, long time ago was very amazed about this frequency. And I'm talking about someone that has been, that was born there, that has been practicing, and is a very high qualified yoga in India. So we have a lot of to learn about this. It's a very new way to have an approach to the yoga. And at the same time, as I told you that you are doing a practice, you are having a very high level of healing, because it's not just healing in the physical way. It's healing in all your path. It's healing you in your mind. It's healing you in your thoughts. It's like most of the fears that you have, for some reason, they go away. And it's I think that's what happened to me. It's like all the fears that I have just moved. It's like I feel lighter. I feel my field more expand. I can feel that I can have like a better approach with people, better approach and very comprehension, a higher comprehension of the work of my yoga. Even when I'm doing these healings with yoga, it's like I'm just observing what is happening, and it's like a miracle. Really, it's like I feel very good that I can be a part of it.
Well, I certainly, whether you believe that the planets are shifting or the earth is shifting or consciousness is shifting, there seems to be some practices from the past, India, China, Japan, that seem to be easier for more of us to access and for some of us to take it to a whole other level. And it has to be either the consciousness has come to a different place, or we have a different way of connecting with it, or there are different energies, according to some, that are coming into the planet. Whatever it is, there's something different happening, and it's exciting to know that you're leading the way in one of these fields with reconnective yoga. So when we come back, as much as we're going to be able to see, you're going to be maybe guiding us for a few minutes through maybe a head yoga or an eye yoga or a nose yoga or something. Yes, and then, and we're going to be able to then also hear your music and try out some of what you're sharing with us. As soon as we come back, we'll be right back with Fernanda Delgado right after this.
Thank you.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio.
You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Georgios Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
This is so exciting. I am Filippo Voltaggio. That's not the exciting. Actually, that is exciting. I'm excited I am Filippo Voltaggio, but I'm excited to be with you all on this, our very first live streaming show with video, or live video streaming show, I should say. Or video streaming, or we've had video before. I've been on video, but this is somehow new and exciting and different, and here we are. You can see me and not sure what to do other than to look at the computer and smile, and thankfully I get to look at beautiful Fernanda Delgado, who is our guest today. And before we went to the break, we were talking about reconnective yoga, which is something that she's come up with together with Dr. Eric Pearl of The Reconnection. To learn more about what she's doing and what they're doing, you can go to thereconnection.com. That's thereconnection.com. And then if you want to learn more about what you're going to be seeing in just a moment here, or what you've already been hearing about, you can go to Facebook and look up Fernanda Delgado Yoga. Fernanda Delgado Yoga. And you can find her on Facebook and learn more about that. Now, we are going to experience some yoga that we could do with you, I hope, while we're watching you. And in the background, we're going to hear something from your CD. So tell us first what we can do. What will you guide us in doing?
Okay, well, at first, what I will do is, like, imagine that we are doing, like, meditation, and you are sitting down, and you want just to be calm and just to be relaxed. And what we will do is, like, we will activate our hands with a frequency, just moving our hands like this, and just thinking about the frequency of the reconnection, and you will just start, like, moving in a very soft way your hands. Can you look at it? You will move like this your hands, and as soon as you start to feel something, you just pay attention there, and you just strengthen a little bit, and you move the other hand, and then we put our hands here.
Okay.
We will put our hands here, and then we will start just to feel. Just let us feel and observe and breathe. Very soft.
What are we feeling, Fernanda?
You're feeling the frequencies between your hands. You pay attention in the center of your chest. And just in a very soft way, start to move one of your hands, the hand that is out, start to moving out of your body just a little bit. And then the other hand, just do like a very small movement, like a circles.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you feel a spot that it brings attention to you, just stop there and then move a little bit your hands away. And then you move your hand again just a little bit. When you feel a spot that is bringing an attention to you, just put your hands a little bit more away. So now, just feel if you feel a different density in your body, if you can feel if it's hot or if it's cold. Just feel if you feel lighter your body or you feel heavy. Feel, try to see if there are tingles in your body. And pay attention in everywhere. It's like even your head, your legs, your chest. And just see if you can connect with your higher self. Just moving your hands, just using a very deep inhalation and a very deep exhalation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will open your hands and just expand that sensation. Put your hands down. And then close your eyes. Feel the frequency. Just pay attention. And you are in the field of the frequency. The frequency is going through you, inside of you, out of you, out of you. It's everywhere. It's in your bones, in your tissues. It's in the prana that you are breathing. And then you can open a little bit your eyes. And you can do also the same thing, the same position of your hands, and you can put it in the center of, above, in the center of this part. How do you call this in English?
Your forehead.
Yeah, your forehead.
Your third eye.
Like your third eye, and you put your hands over there, and just start to move your hands a little bit and feel a spot that maybe is hot, maybe you feel tingles, and then move your hands a little bit away. At the same time, breathe very soft, a very soft inhalation and a very soft exhalation. And then move a little bit the hand that is inside. Find a spot and then move a little bit.
Now, Fernanda, while we're doing this, why don't you guide us through the heart thing, the heart movement and the third eye movement while we play a couple minutes of your music, shall we?
Okay, perfect.
Now, this piece is called I Am That I Am. It's off the new CD coming called DNA Healing Mantras, sung by the very beautiful Fernanda Delgado. And she'll be guiding us in reconnective yoga right now.
Thank you.
Fernanda Delgado singing I Am That I Am while showing us some reconnective yoga. Thank you so much. I don't know if I enjoyed doing it or watching you do it, obviously both, but that was how exciting that we could have this on camera so we could get to see you and hear you all at the same time.
Yes, it's very nice, and It's a very nice experience, and I hope all the people that is watching us will love to have this wonderful experience, because it's, believe me, it's changed your life. It's changed your life completely. It's in all levels, and it's something that will happen suddenly. It's like, it's not in one day. You will see how your life will give you a lot of surprises about it. And you will enjoy, and you will remember, and you will live as a kid, you know? I think my life now is like if I'm playing, you know?
Well, it looks like it. And, of course, you and I have met on many occasions, and each time it feels like it when we see each other. So we'll have to find a sandbox to play in soon.
Yes, of course.
How about saying something or saying some of what you just said in maybe a minute and a half in the beautiful language of Spanish that I know you speak so well?
Bueno, pues los invito a todos los amigos que nos están escuchando a que vengan con nosotros a aprender un poco de Reconnective Yoga y a vivir esta experiencia de la sanación reconectiva. Estoy segura que se sorprenderán de todas las cosas que ustedes van a poder aprender, a abrir en un nuevo aspecto en su vida de sanación, y van a poder vibrar como niños, y como ahora mi vida se ha convertido en un juego de niños, fácil, divertido, y los invito aquí a que nos sigan a través de Reconnective Yoga.
Como yo soy niño.
También.
Pero tú hablas tan rápido que no sé si yo he comprendido todo. Is that right?
Yes, your Spanish is good.
Well, I don't know about that. Pero si quieren saber más, tienen que ir a su internet a thereconnection.com.
Sí, si quieren saber más acerca de la reconexión, los invito a visitar nuestra página, que es www.thereconnection.com. O nos pueden visitar también, me pueden visitar por la página de Facebook, Fernanda Delgado Yoga, y estaremos muy contentos de poder atender a todas sus preguntas y llamadas.
Yay! Wow! This is a show of firsts. Not only did we get to all see each other, we got to speak in Spanish.
That's good, isn't it?
And it was fun. Well, maybe someday I'll get to do a whole interview in Spanish, and that'll be fun too.
So yes,
in
the meantime,
this has been very special, and thank you for being our first live streaming guest, Fernanda.
Oh well, I really was very happy. I enjoyed very much, and I enjoy very much sharing with all the people that in our lives. Miracles can happen, amazing things can happen when we get out what we think that we can have the control of our lives, and we trust the universe that has something amazing for us, just if we follow and we trust it.
Excellent. And actually, I'll be leaving here in a little bit, heading down to the reconnection Conscious Life Expo, where you are now live, and I will be too in just a little bit. So save me a hug, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, perfect.
Adios. Ciao.
Adios. Bye.
We'll be right back after this with our producer's wrap and Mark Lejeune on Life Changes with Filippo.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and we...
This is Mark Legere.
Have Mark Legere with us. As you can see, I'm not making this up. He's right here. I'm trying to figure out how to move my hands. We've got angle screens and different... I don't know. It's fun. And our first guest on this video streaming kind of thing, assuming we do it again after today, our first guest, and hopefully not our last, was Fernanda Delgado, who does reconnective yoga and sings in Hebrew and does symbol. I mean, that was kind of out there and cool at the same time.
Out there, yet in here.
Oh, yeah, and in here.
All at the same time. But what I think is pretty cool about reconnective yoga and what the reconnection is doing is extrapolating on the field effect and what science is proving now by their work and a lot of studies that have been done. For those don't know, there's a body of work that has been published now that's validating the reality of this process, which we don't have all of the answers yet, but that there is some sort of an exchange of light and information, that there's some sort of a human upgrade that we're experiencing, and that healing then comes in many different forms. But part of what they've used to validate this and it translates directly to the reconnective yoga, which is the field effect. And a lot of the science of the field effect was discovered and pioneered by Lynn McTaggart. And Lynn, in all of her work in discovering validating in her books, the fact that there's a potential energy that we can measure. And what reconnective yoga is starting to do is say, all right, this isn't just reconnective healing. It doesn't have to be just energy healing. You can bring this use of frequencies in your mind and your heart and your intent into other aspects of your life, even something as ancient and connected as yoga itself. And I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's pretty cool, too. And, you know, I noticed that you're talking with a pen in your hand, so I'm going to do that, too. I like that. Very authoritative. Yes, and we've had...
That was my Bob Dole impression. So.
We've had Bob Dole. Now I can't think of her name.
The peaches and bananas. No, that's a different Dole. Sorry.
We've had Lynn McTaggart on the show. Actually, we've had Dr. Eric Pearl. We've had a lot of people from the Reconnection, and we've talked about this a lot. So those of you who want a refresh or haven't heard those shows can go back and hear Christine Upchurch. We've got Dr. William Tiller, who talked about the Reconnection and reconnective healing. We've got who else? Kelly, was it?
Kelly Woodruff and Doug DeVito. Did you mention Doug?
Yeah, Doug DeVito. Hadn't mentioned him yet,
and then other related authors that are part of the mastery events, like Dr. Joe Dispenza and Gary Zukav.
Exactly.
And Irvin Laszlo, Dr. J.J. Hertog. There's a whole body of work and of great pioneers that are starting to cross-pollinate. The sciences are starting to validate each other's work is pointing to each other's discoveries. It's kind of a neat thing they got going on here.
It is a neat thing, actually, and it's great to be able to see people starting to get in touch with things that they don't see. You know, it's interesting. At the beginning of the show, I was talking about this man whose leg was hurt in an auto accident, and he couldn't see past the fear, I think, that he had about maybe not ever walking again. And that is certainly understandable. However, what we're talking about here is just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And so many things we couldn't see before actually existed. And somebody actually believed that there was a way to bring the unseen and make it seen. And this is some of what we are talking about here is we could use the unseen right now as if it does exist, because it does.
Well, and what's interesting, and you weren't in a place at that moment to have that type of interaction with him, because he was reacting and he put that fear out there and you then had to react to his fear base. But how many stories do we see in today's day and age in science of people who have lost both of their legs that are using their prosthetic sciences and bionics and people skiing and competing in Special Olympics or handicap Olympic sports and all sorts of sports. So the "I will never walk again" statement isn't true for him or anyone so far that I've seen, because people that choose to, and I've been blessed not to have to face that challenge, but people that do have it have been able to overcome, and there's beautiful stories. So the limit seems to only be in the mindset of the individual that has encountered that path.
And what I was thinking too is I was thinking stem cell technology and somehow regenerative technology of some sort. And actually I referred to some of what we have learned from some of the guests at the Reconnection weekend with Dr. William Tiller or Danyon Brinkley or some of these other people, wherein they were talking about some of the latest things that are being done right now that is not out there in the marketplace yet, but that seems miraculous to the untrained mind. And to Dr. Tiller, or actually, who's the other scientist? Bruce Lipton, that we also interviewed. Who to him, it's just science. It's not woo-woo. It's not magic. He just, at first it was to him, it's like, whoa, what's going on? But then he's like, wow, this is how it works.
Well, this is something that isn't being talked about yet. I believe it will become mainstream conversation, which is that the intersection now of this unknown of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, and metaphysics with conventional sciences, with biology, the cellular systems, biology of belief, is Dr. Bruce Lipton's book. Some of those massive discoveries that are happening there, and in genome and DNA studies, and the programmability in real time of our genome, as well as the studies that they're doing in the work with the heart, and recognizing that the heart actually transmits and exchanges an exponent of an order of magnitude more of information than the brain does, and it does it first. So we have it backwards. We've been taught all of this, but this is programmable. This isn't, and this is what reacts first. So very interesting. It changes the whole game.
You know, and it's interesting, you know, with the heart connection, one of the things that I was thinking, and, you know, it's easier for me to be able to think this way because I've been exposed to so much. I have an interest in this and read and all of that stuff and studied. And also, I'm not in his predicament. But I was thinking, if he thought that there was, not just him, I'm not going to just put this on him, but all of us, the more we think that there's a solution, he might not live to see the one that he wants to see. But if we believe it, I believe that there's this consciousness that it will allow us to create it, make it happen, maybe in the next generation. Oh, I love this. Mark, look, I could use my Italian-ness in my hands now, which people couldn't see on radio before.
No, now I have to keep going like this every time you start to speak.
But anyway, so my hands were always in the consciousness, as that's where I got it, from the Italian consciousness. But people weren't able to see it, but it was there on radio.
That's a beautiful thing.
So this has been a beautiful thing, and I'm so grateful to Fernanda Delgado for playing with us on our very first try at this. And I'm...
Life Changes live streaming live.
Indeed. Indeed. And she was a good sport, and we really didn't have that many problems. And that's thanks to our engineer, Seth Hendricks, who's brought it all together. Hey, this is kind of cool. You know, hey, if she... Can everybody see better now? There, we can see you clearly. I think we see a lot of things clearly after today's show. And I am glad that we can see each other and that we are here together. And this brings us to a close of another great episode of Life Changes with Filippo. I, along with our producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and Mark Lejeur, and our engineer, Seth Hendrick, would like to thank you for being part of this show and part of all the positive changes we wish to see in the world. I am Filippo Mortaggio. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.